Today is Monday, May 30th, 26th day of the month of Iyar. This is the Gemara Shir, Masecha Sukkah, Daf Membeis Amud Aleph. Okay, Rabotai, we're up to the Mishnah on Membeis Amud Aleph, which we started last week. And I told you it handles three different issues. The issue which we focused on last week was, what is the status of a woman who is not chayav in the mitzvah of lulav? Is the lulav still considered a utensil called a mitzvah, a utensil, or does it raise the issue of it becoming muktzah because she is not chayav? So that was described in the opening phrase of the Mishnah, mikabeles isha miyad bina u miyad bala u machsiros olamayim b'shabbos. So she's allowed to receive the lulav from her son, from her husband, return it to water. Rabbi Yehuda says on Shabbos you just return it to the original flower pot or the original vase. Yom Tov Mosifin, you add some water. Ubamoed Machlifin. Then the end of the Mishnah says, and this is what we're going to focus on tonight, the second issue. Katan Hayodei Lina'anea Chayab Lulav. That a child, who knows how to engage in nanuim is chayiv in the mitzvah of lulav. So in the first part of the Mishnah, all it says is that the kid will take the lulav of his father and put it back into the vase. Now the Mishnah states that a child is chayiv who knows how to make nanuim is chayiv to observe the mitzvah of lulav. So now let's take a look at the Braisa, three lines into the Gemara, which focuses on this issue. This is the primary source for the mitzvah of chinuch in Shas. This Braisa, which we're going to learn tonight, today. Tana Rabbana. Katan hayodeya lina'aneya chayav belulav. A child who knows how to make na'anuim is chayav in lulav. Lehis'atev. Child who knows how to wrap a talus around himself, chayav b'tzitzis, is obligated to observe the mitzvah of tzitzis. Lishmor tfilav, a child who knows and understands how to gauge and watch and guard kedushas tfilin, is chayav in tfilin. Oviv lokeach lo tfilin. Yodea lidaber, but he knows how to talk. Oviv lomdo Torah v'kriyashma. Father is obligated to teach him Torah and Kriyat Shema. Torah Maihi, what is the first thing that should be taught as soon as the kid knows how to talk? Amar Rav Hamnuna, the Pasuk, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Morasha Kihilas Yaakov. That's the Pasuk that one should teach your kid. Kriyat Shema Maihi, Pasuk Rishon, what should you say in relationship to Kriya Shema? You say the first pasuk. Say the first pasuk. So the Braisa illustrates several examples of a parent's obligation to engage in the mitzvah of chinuch, and we're going to try to define as to what the essence of the mitzvah is, and see a variety of cases which I've distributed for you in a machlokes or rishonim how to understand it. I'm going to use as a point of departure a word that the Mechaber uses in Siman Tuf Resh Nun Zayin in formulating the halacha in relationship to lulav. He writes, "Katan hayodea lina'aneya kidino kidino." Oviv chayev liknos lo lulav. A child who knows how to make the nanuim kidino. Oviv chayev liknos lo nanuim. So this now, it helps frame a very simple machloikis concerning a mitzvah that we're all involved in. We spend so much of our life involved in this mitzvah. What is the purpose and essence of the mitzvah of chinuch? It's a chinuch. The way it appears from that formulation of the Mechaber and each of the illustrations here, the purpose of the mitzvah of chinuch is not to get your kids involved in getting used to doing Jewish things, religious practices. That's not the purpose of the mitzvah of chinuch. The purpose of the mitzvah of chinuch is when they have reached a point where they can fulfill the mitzvah in its totality, that's when you go ahead and you are now obligated to engage in some degree of instruction, of getting them involved in the mitzvah. The purpose is not to, let's start doing mitzvahs. Let's be a mitzvah man, right? A Lubavitcher mitzvah man. That's not the purpose. That's not the way we understand the mitzvah of chinuch, according to this Mishnah. According to the Braisa, we begin chinuch when a child can observe the mitzvah in its totality. Kidino. What does that mean? That you go ahead and not only pick up the lulav, which any kid, 3-year-old kid, can pick up a lulav and esrog, he can hold it, but he has to be able to understand the nanuim kidino. What does that mean? To make the nanuim and appreciate what the nanuim symbolize. That he's making danuim to the four directions, going up and down, to recognize mastery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. So until the child is capable of understanding what the significance of the mitzvah of lulav is, and how it's to express not only on the bare bones level of picking it up, but on the more sophisticated level of nanuim as well, under those circumstances, until that point, a father is not obligated to engage in the mitzvah of lulav for chinuch purposes. Yes.
Will all the cases bear that out? I
mean, yes, they all will.
You're there without there, l'mam b'torah.
Correct.
Without the word is not the full expression of lulav.
Okay, but it is saying something that he has to have the capacity to at least engage in a pasuk. Well, what's the bare minimum of what we know is Torah Shebiksav. The mitzvah of Torah Shebiksav, if fulfilling the mitzvah of Torah Shebiksav, does not require comprehension, as opposed to Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebiksav, one gets credit for learning Torah when you recite a pasuk in Tanakh, whether you understand it or not. That is why in many communities with people who did not have much education, they developed the Chevra Tehillim. They said Tehillim all day. Why did they say Tehillim? Because not only because they wanted their stocks to go up, but based on the fact that it was a manner in which they could participate some degree in the exercise of Talmud Torah. Because when you read Torah Shebiksav, Divrei Elohim, you get credit for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Even if you don't really understand much. So the unit, the basic unit of a pasuk of Talmud Torah within Torah Shebiksav is a pasuk. So teach him one pasuk for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and teach him the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which according to the Ramban is the definition of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Midoraisa, even for us. Just the first pasuk. That's the Ramban's opinion, based on a Gemara in Brachos on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi always used to give shiurim early in the morning to his students. He was an early riser. And he started his shiur before Zman Kriya Shema arrived, and he never completed the shiur until after Zman Kriya Shema was over. And in the middle, sometime, he took a 13-second break and said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, back to the Gemara. And the Gemara says, Shema Yisrael, Zuhi Kriya Shema Shel Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So the Ramban says, well, I'd imagine Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi made an effort to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Since he only said that pasuk, must be that pasuk is the din d'oraita. And this now substantiates this here as well. This here as well. Rashi, however, in Maseches Chagiga, on Daf Vav Amud Aleph, does not seem to agree with that statement which I just made. Rashi writes, Ein chinuch katan ela kidei lahanhigo, shiyehe soruch achar min hago lichishi yagdil. That the purpose of the mitzvah of chinuch is not the fulfillment of the mitzvah, But just to do what? Get him involved, inclined in an activity, so that when he gets older, he will be have a disposition to do what? Spend some time doing a mitzvah. Because if you're suddenly going to wait till 13 years old to say, hey kid, you got to daven now. Hey kid, you got to do this now. Got to eat in this room, you got to do. He's going to already have resisted. But if you start the practice early on, when he reaches 13, he'll be inclined to engage. And it doesn't sound like that that under those circumstances, the chinuch could be, and we're going to use the words carefully, simply nihug b'ma'aseh ha-mitzvah. Just to engage in the action of what constitutes a mitzvah, despite the fact that you don't fill the mitzvah in its totality, despite the fact you don't understand everything about it, simply to engage in actions, which we all do. Because when have our children put on tzitzis? When do we put a pair of tzitzis in our kids? 3 years old? 4 years old? That's not what the Brisa says. Katan hayodea lehis atev. He has to know what it means that when you give him a talis gadol, what do? He knows how to make the ituv. However you make the ituv. Atifas yishme'elim, you wrap it this way, that way, that way. But he's got to be do it. So that's what we do in relationship to talis. No, but we don't do that. You see a little kid who's 3 years old, you put a pair of tzitzis on him, even though that's not the real kiyum ha-mitzvah, but it's starting to engage in ma'aseh ha-mitzvah without necessarily being of age and of mindset that he can fulfill the mitzvah in its totality. But that's... that's what Rashi happens to say. That's what Rashi happens to say. And how then would Rashi say, why does our Mishnah say, Katan hayodea lina'aneya? Why would Rashi, if Rashi believes that the purpose of chinuch is simply to engage in technical ma'aseh, how would he explain the Mishnah of Katan hayodea lina'aneya? So many answer in Rashi that Rashi buys into something we learned in Tosfos on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. If you remember correctly, we came across a machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam as to whether or not when you pick up the lulav, do you have to make nanuim or not? Or is nanuim only limited to halel? So if you remember, some Rishonim believed that the mitzvah of lulav per se is fulfilled the minute you pick it up. That's it. You're done. Others, and then what is the nanuim, which we do? That's only a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah in halel. That when you're saying praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only should man be participating in the praise, but us Yiraninu Atzei Hayar should also be saying praise unto HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's not a kiyum in lulav, the nanuim. It's a kiyum only in halel. It's a manifestation of nature participating in singing song unto HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was Shitas HaRamba. Tosfos, if you remember correctly, said that Tosfos' issue at the time was, how do you make a bracha if the minute you picked it up, you were already mekayim the mitzvah? Remember that sugya, mida'ag bein nafek bein? So one of the many answers which Tosfos gave was that you didn't really fulfill the mitzvah yet the minute you picked it up, because part of the definition of ulekachtem is not just to pick it up, but ulekachtem means to make the nanuin. Therefore, the mitzvah hasn't been completed yet until you make the nanuin, and it has nothing to do with the nanuin of halel. That's why our practice is, we follow Tosfos. Most people do. That when you make the bracha of Al Netilas Lulav, you immediately make Nanuim right there and then. And then we repeat the Nanuim in Halal, Bahaydu and Ana Hashem. But we do make Nanuim independent, even if somebody's not saying it. Give it to your wife, and she's not davening at that moment. She's going to be Mekayin HaMitzvah, so she just picks it up and makes Nanuim. So therefore, even Rashi, who believes that the definition of the mitzvah of chinuch is not necessarily to fulfill the mitzvah in its totality, to understand every aspect about it, where it's engaged in ma'aseh, just to do the ma'aseh. What is the ma'aseh ha-mitzvah by lulav? To make nanuin. So the Brisa now says, katan ha-yodeya l'na'aneya. Because that is midrabanan, the bare essence of what the mitzvah of arba minim is. Not just to pick them up, but to make the nanuim, as well.
This speed is on the katan on the bottom.
Ah, that's going to be a second machloikis. We'll get to that in a minute. Upon whom is the machloikis? We'll get to that in a minute. Now, another way of understanding this, or taking it one step further, is a question which many achronim deal with, and I'll tell you, just as the point of departure is the statement of the Mechaber. We're not talking about today, Baruch Hashem, where we can afford to buy a lulav and esrog for our kid who is a minor. Let's talk about when times were tough, and we could not afford to buy a lulav and esrog for our children as well. Or it was not customary. Years ago, you know, most kids under bar mitzvah did not have a lulav and esrog. And not only most kids, a lot of people didn't have. It wasn't as popular today. A lot of people, I remember in shuls, nice firm people, they didn't bother buying a lulav and esrog. They used the esrog at a shul. The shul bought an esrog and they passed it around. I'm sure you can all recall such people as well. Baruch Hashem today, it rarely happens. But years ago, and certainly for kids. So the Mechaber writes in Tafresh Nun Ches, Lo yitnenu lekatan kodem shiyatza bifnei atzmo. You shall not give your child your lulav in order to be mekayim the mitzvah for chinuch purposes before you have fulfilled the mitzvah yourself. Says the Mechaber, why? Because a child, midrabanan, can acquire something, but he cannot be makne it back to you. So the Mechaber is of the opinion that, listen carefully, that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of arba minim, what does the word kidino include? What does the word kidino? Bailus. Not only must the kid know what? How to do the mitzvah. Not only must it be a legitimate esrog, not a lemon, a legitimate esrog, but it also has to be his. He has to have shalachem, he has to have full bailus over it. So therefore the Mechaber cautions you. If you're going to give your own lulav and esrog to your little 8, 10, 12-year-old pisher, under those circumstances, he legally can acquire it. So it's lachem for him, but he can't give it back to you. And it'll be sha'ul for you. Sha'ul for you. And you won't be able to be out to the mitzvah. Not on the first day. I'm talking about the first day. The Mishnah Brura says, no. Mr. Brewer, Mr. Brewer says, no, what you can do is, the father and the kid can like hold on to it together, it's okay. And it's based on a Mordechai, where the Mordechai writes, there's no necessity of bailus for the mitzvah of chinuch. A katan can be yotze with a sha'ul. Katan can be yotze with a sha'ul on the first day of Yontif. First day of Yontif. Why? Why? Because the Mordechai believes that when we deal with the mitzvah of arba minim, any mitzvah that's related intrinsically to the heftza of lulav has to be in existence. Could you give your child a yavesh, a dried out lulav or a dried out esrog and be mekayim the mitzvah? Absolutely not. Because that's intrinsic, that deficiency is intrinsic to the lulav itself. The din of lachem is an exciting. That degree of chinuch, claims the Mordechai, is not necessarily necessary. Since the halacha knows that on a d'oraisa level, a child cannot acquire anything, that which he can acquire is only midrabanan, mishum darkei shalom. That's the reason why. Because we don't want all hell breaking loose, that if my kid picks something up, you're going to go steal it from him. Why? He doesn't own it. So, so when he finds it, the winning lottery ticket in the street, you're going to take it away from him. He doesn't own it. So the Chachamim say he can acquire things midrabanan. That's the Chachamim say. But that's an extraneous din. Therefore, the Mordechai writes, absolutely not. He can be Yotzei with a Shaul, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah cites this as a way of leniency and says, it's not necessary for you to be makpid that if you want your kid to be Yotzei the mitzvah, that you have to be Mekai in the mitzvah first. No. You can lend it to him, no problem, he'll give it back to you, and that's it. He'll give it back to you, and that's it, because he doesn't need absolute ownership in order to be Mekai in the mitzvah. And you don't have to worry about what the Mechaba said. But many believe that when the Mechaba writes Kidino, why does he say Kidino? Because he says, not only does it mean that he should understand what's going on with the mitzvah of Lulav, but what else should he understand? That the halacha is that you need first day lochem. That it has to be his. It's got to be his. And you have to be makne it to him fully. And he has to understand that. That the reason why you're being makne it to him is because he should understand that the din is ulekachtem lochem. That's how far one would want to push the envelope of what it means to be ready, at what level you're obligated to observe the mitzvah of chinuch. How far? That you not only knew him, but you understand the din of bailus. You should understand that as well, and that you appreciate the fact that your father is being makne the lulav to you, and if you want to give it back to him, you have to be makne back to him first day yontav. That's impossible. Yeah.
Even if you don't understand the concept of bailus, but it's not his, you came to the kind of mitzvah, it's not lachem.
Correct.
Even let's say he doesn't understand that kind of bias, but from the other point, why is lochem any different than a yodesh? I don't know what I'm saying, but
okay.
Practically,
okay. The difference is with correct. But the Mordechai believes his distinction is a psul and the heftza will impact. An extraneous psul will not. That's what he claims. Many will disagree with him. The Mechaber obviously disagreed with him, who told you to be careful not to give it to your kid on the first day of Yontif before you will be Mekayim the Mitzvah. He certainly told him that. That's correct. And in fact, the Magen Avraham cites the Rush to remind us, don't play games. If you go over to your kid, says the Rush, says, hey, you know what? You can have it until you finish. This is yours until you finish. Like a matana masla hachzer business, says the Rush, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. Either you give it to him, or don't give it to him. But don't play games with this definition.
Does a cotton have a capability to be mashil and show it?
No, that's the problem.
Okay, so maybe you could even say the Mechaber doesn't disagree with the
Mordechai, but he's saying that it's enough for She'ela.
He can't
even do that.
Right.
That's a good question. How She'ela really works? Does it need a formal kinyan of She'ela? That's a good question. It's a very good question. Now, certainly the illustration about tefillin supports the conclusion of our Mishnah against Rashi with Lishum Safek. What was the criteria which is used in the Brisa to tell us when we're obligated to purchase a pair of tefillin? Oh, just one more point. The Mechaber used the expression, and that's why many think the Mordechai is wrong, at least disagrees. He says, when the kid knows how to do nanuim, aviv chayiv liknos lo lulav. Liknos lo lulav. That's the expression of the Mechaber. Liknos lo lulav. Why do you have to buy him a lulav? Why? apparently the din of Rechem is required. So having your esrog is not going to accomplish anything unless you give it to him. Well, then you have to remember it's got to be after you did it. But the Mechaber puts the emphasis on not that you tell your kid to be Mekayim in the mitzvah lulav, but you buy it for him Erev Yontif. Which certainly would seem to indicate that according to the Mechaber, you really have to have totality of that mitzvah.
But the Brisa doesn't say that.
That is correct.
But it does say
that Cotton says, what does the Brisa say? Correct. I grant you that. It's only the Lashon of the Mechaber. Chayav Liknos Lo. Right, the Mishnah is Chatmanula, but the Brisa didn't change it.
But by Tefillin it does say.
Ah, by Tefillin it does say, and that's a little unusual, because there's no mitzvah lechem by Tefillin. But here the criteria which the Brisa establishes by Tefillin. What would have been the words from Rashi's perspective concerning the mitzvah of tefillin? What word should the Mishnah have used? When is your kid obligated to put on tefillin? Katan hayodeya lohaniach, or likshor lohaniach tefillin. That's not what it says. It says katan hayodeya lishmor. There is a separate halacha concerning tefillin, based on the fact that it's not only a tashmish hamitzvah, but it's tashmish kedusha, it has the Dvar Hashem, that there is a special level of shmirah that exists in relationship to tefillin. I always tell students, yeah, whenever we go someplace, the most important thing that you have to account for is, where are your tefillin? That's the most important thing you have to. And it's not just because the tefillin probably cost more than his lousy pair of pants than he has in the suitcase. It's a halacha. Shmiras tefillin is a halacha. In fact, according to the Gemara in Menachos, which we learned a couple of months ago, weeks ago, nothing's ever months ago in the Daf Yomi, a couple of weeks ago in Hatcheles, there was a bracha, Shekinishanu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu, lishmar chukav, lishmar. Tefillin is called a chuk, right? V'shamarto asachukah hazot l'mo adam miyamim yamima. It's called a chuk, lishmar chukav. The bracha used to be recited when you took off your tefillin at night. Take off your tefillin at night. Why do you take off your tefillin at night? There is a debate. Some believe that tefillin is not applicable at night. Laila loves man tefillin. Because the word miyamim yamima means only during the day. And others say that pasuk has nothing to do with tefillin. Ushamarta tachukah hazot refers to Korban Pesach, and that you were to observe that Pesach from year to year. Miyamim yamima. Not just in Mitzrayim. In which case there ain't no pasuk that says that tefillin is only during the day, and that there is a chiyuv to wear tefillin at night. Who said that we don't wear tefillin at night? The rabbis, because they were afraid that someone will pass gas in the middle of night, not be in control of it, and that is a violation of Kedushas Tefillin. So Kedushas Tefillin is important. That's why if you don't lock your car every day, you know, when you go outside for a second, you don't lock your car. That's okay, you don't want to let go. If you have your tefillin in it, you should lock your car. It's a halach and kedushas tefillin. To be shomer, make sure that nothing happens to your tefillin. So a child is not chayev in tefillin until he reaches the age of lishmar tefillav. And of all of the mitzvos which we have seen, and which we will see, we, Klal Yisrael, observe this kedasu kedin. I've never seen a kid who's 8 years old put on tefillin before. Never. Why? Even though I've seen kids, you know, like we said, 3-year-olds wearing tzitzis. And a 7-year-old has a lulav and esrog. No problem. Even though he doesn't understand what the nanum are all about. But tefillin, we've been very careful. A month before, 3 months before tops, where a child can at least appreciate not only the mitzvah of hanochas tefillin, putting on the tefillin, wrapping them, but understand and appreciate the special sanctity of tefillin. So this illustration of katan hayodea lishmar tefillav is again an indication that it's not just the ma'aseh hamitzvah which generates the chiyuv of chinuch, it's understanding the totality of the mitzvah. And when it comes to tefillin, the totality includes appreciating the sanctity and guarding it to make sure that nothing happens as a result of that.
Why are we so convinced that this is a proof against Rashi?
Because Rashi uses the expression that the purpose of the mitzvah of tefillin is shehi soruch achar hamaaseh hamitzvah.
You have an outside, almost isur.
Okay, correct. You can say that Rashi will say, I admit that this is an example because of the isur. You could say that. I'm not saying no. Now, the question of whether or not who is obligated to observe the mitzvah of chinuch? Is the child obligated midrabanan based on the mitzvah of chinuch? Or is the obligation upon the father? So whatever opinion you're going to say, you can't be wrong. Because, of course, there's a machlokes harishonim on this particular mitzvah, about how to do this. There are some Rishayim who believe, Balei HaTosfos, that the mitzvah of chinuch is always upon the child. Always upon the child. And the proof to the pudding is the way they analyze a certain Gemara in Maseches Megillah, which describes the situation of a minor reading Megillas Esther for a kehillah. Can a minor read a Megillah? He's an excellent Bal Koreh, but he's not Bar Mitzvah. Can he be Yotze the Rabbi Midei Chavasan? So the way the Chachamim say he cannot, Rabbi Yehuda says yes, but the Chachamim say no. And the reason why they cannot is explained by the Gemara. And the Chachamim say, because there are trei derabbanans. There are two derabbanans involved with the minor, and there's only one derabbanan vis-a-vis the listeners, the rest of the people in the shul. We, the listeners, are chayev midrabbanan. So normally, if you're chayev only midrabbanan, a minor who's chayev only midrabbanan should be able to be motzi us, because there's equal levels of chiyuv. As opposed to tkiya shofar, we know why a child, a minor, cannot blow shofar. Because he's chayiv only midrabbanan, we are chayiv midoraisa. But Megillah is chayiv only midrabbanan. Says Tosfos in explaining the Rabbanan, Chachamim who say you cannot, because they're trei derabbanans. One is that the mitzvah is only midrabbanan, and the other one is that what? His chayiv is only midrabbanan. He's chayiv only midrabbanan. The mitzvah of chinuch is only midrabbanan. So there are in effect two elements of a derabbanan. One that is chiyuv is only midrabbanan because of chinuch. Number two, the mitzvah is only midrabbanan. And Rabbi Yehuda, who machshir b'katan, believes it's one and the same. We are both all chayiv midrabbanan in Kriyas HaMegillah. It's only one chiyuv. And that's why he can be motzi acher miyadei chavasan. But the conclusion that Tosfos reaches is that the obligation shifts upon the kid. That's the reason why you can be motzi someone else. Because of the fact that the obligation centers upon the child. Centers upon the child. Others say, absolutely not. That the core of the machloikis between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Again, Chachamim do not allow a minor to read the Megillah. Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay. Some claim that that is precisely the debate. Why did the Chachamim say that a child cannot be motzi yisacher midei chavasan? Why? Because the child's not chayiv at all. Who's chayiv? Father. father is obligated to train his child to get involved in the mitzvah of Megillah. So in relationship to the rest of us, the adults in the crowd, he is a no mechuyav bidavar. That's why he cannot read the Megillah. Not because it's two derabbanans, the way we said 2 seconds ago, the way Taishas understands. No. You know why the Chachamim say a child cannot read the Megillah? Because he's not chayv. He's not a bar chiyuva. It says, u'mechanchen es hakatan likrosa. We'll read the Rambam in a second. You're supposed to cheat. The obligation is not upon the kid. The kid, the machloikis, is on. The obligation is upon the father. And if the father's obligated, that cannot generate sufficient chiyuv to be motzi acherim yedei chavasan. Yes. So,
when it comes to lulav, a chauffeur, we never say the reason you can't be, I can't be motzi me, is because he has no chiyuv. We say he's no chiyuv drabbanan.
No, not just saying. By lulav, he's not being motzi anybody. He's everyone holds it. Shofar, you don't have to say it.
What do we say? We say he's chayav only the rabbanon. No one says he's not chayav at all.
No. So the first, second answer of school will give the same answer for shofar. Exactly. You'll say the same thing for shofar. Same thing for Megillah. Any time, exactly. Whenever he wants to discharge someone else's obligation, the answer is the same answer. He's not really chayav. Correct. The only time you have to get in that lumdus is if you disagree with it. That's correct.
So in other words, what does that mean? That he's not chayv, because he's not by nature a bar chiyuva.
Correct. So by definition, he's not a bar chiyuva.
You can't impose any chiyuva on him.
Correct.
So what about the lashon of the Mishnah? Is it the slav dach where the Mishnah says chayv?
It means that the chayv means from the father's perspective. The father is obligated to make sure that his kid takes a lulav.
So why doesn't it say?
I would agree with you. This lashon, correct. The Lashon of the Mishnah and the Braisa would seem to support against that. It would seem to generate the impression that the kid's chayiv belulav. Because the emphasis is on the katan. Katan hayodeya lina'anea chayiv belulav. I would agree with Marvin 1,000%. That doesn't seem to look like that what? That it is on the father. It does not sound like it's on the father. It does not look like it sounds like it's on the father.
The Braisa actually makes a bigger distinction. It specifically says
right.
For tefillin and
right.
Torah.
For Krishma, it's
right.
Obvious.
Correct.
Obvious.
Okay, so that's right. So now we're gonna. So what are you gonna say? Some mitzvahs this and some mitzvahs that. Who knows? Yes.
Is this machlokes only for mitzvahs? I say. Would anybody say if a child is over and allowed that actually his father is over the law?
Good. Nobody ever said that. Thank God. No one has ever said that. That if a kid turns on the television on Shabbos, especially if it's not the right channel, that your father's going to violate a law. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. There is a question in general whether or not we are obligated to kill the kid to be mafrish meyisur. It's called whether Bezdin mitzuvin lahafrisho or not. We know that Bezdin has a sacred responsibility that if they see an adult about to be violate a law, Bezdin has a responsibility to make sure, don't do it, to do everything within their power. And that's our responsibility as well. That's part of the mitzvah of Chaya Tachaya. The question is, do you have to be mafresh a child me'isura or not when he's not doing it at your behest? Of course he can't turn on a light on Shabbos. That's an Isidore Reiser. To ask a kid to do something on Shabbos. But if a kid does it himself, do you have to go crazy? So most say no, that you're not mitzuva. It's part of the mitzvah chinuch to train him. But there's no chinuch, there's no iser per se. Absolutely no iser per se.
There's the language of the Mechaber, it talks about, it kind of plays both sides. So when it says kidino, so it seems to imply the chiyuv is on the katan. Because we expect so much of the katan.
That's correct.
On the other hand, it says, chayav ava likno slow.
Right? Because I understand, because you can't expect the kid's going to go to the market, you know, maybe it's more practical. More practical. If you take a look at the sheet for a second,
Is the chiyuv of the father, and the son is the father, is that chiyuv in the Torah, or is that chiyuv in the Rabbanan?
Okay. Almost everybody says, I haven't found anybody who says that the mitzvah chiyuv is a mitzvah midoraisa. Otherwise, we're doing 614 mitzvahs. It's only midrabbanan. Upon whom is the chiyuv? That's the debate.
Okay, So then I guess you can go back to the Tosfos and say it's not the Kusa that Tosfos holds the chiyuv on the child. It seems to me. Because the chiyuv on the father is to teach, and there has to be someone who's being taught.
Right.
So even though it's the son who's reading the Megillah, his chiyuv, his embodiment of what he's doing is fulfilling his the father's derabbanan rabbinic chiyuv to teach.
Right.
So that could be the training, that could be the true derabbanan.
But then you don't need training derabbanan.
We do.
Once you're claiming that the child is not acting independently, he's not a bar chiyuva. That's the whole point. Why did Tosis have to resort to the distinction between Shofar and Megillah, because one is Trei Derabbanan?
I understand that.
So that's their point. That's why you get that conclusion. Take a look at in where it says, I forgot to put the source to it, it's right after the Rambam and Hilchos Kriya Shema. It's that sideways Mishnah, which is the Mishnah in Yuma about having your child fast on Yom Kippur. Fast on Yom Kippur. Says the Mishnah, Hatinokos ein me'anin osan b'yoy makipurim. We do not torture a child and make a kid suffer on Yom Kippur. In other words, there is no chiyuv upon a child to fast 24 hours. Avo mechanchin osan lifnei shana v'lishnei shenatayim b'shvil shiyu regilin b'mitzvos. Now, Rashi always likes to cite this Mishnah to prove his point that the purpose of the mitzvah is regilin b'mitzvot. Just to get him accustomed, like get him involved, you know, it's Yom Kippur. It's Yom Kippur, get involved, or join the folks. But there we know, if we use our standard, we know why the Mishnah says that. Because our standard is that to generate a chiyuv upon the child, what has to happen? He has to be able to do the mitzvah bishlei musa. Bishlei musa means to fast an entire day. So from the vantage point of the minor, there is no chiyuv to fast on Yom Kippur 3 hours. Who is the chiyuv upon? The father, kedele hisragilo sober mitzvos. That is true. That's what Rashi says. But there's no real contradiction between that and our premise, because our premise could be operating that the chiyuv, if the child is capable of understanding and performing the mitzvah in its totality, the chiyuv is upon the child. But by Yom Kippur, realizing that it is virtually impossible, therefore you now tell the child, the father rather, that mechanchen osan lefi sha'ah, lefi sha'ah. And in fact, take a look at the last thing, the Ramban, his answer, where he says this quite specifically, about whether the chiyuv is on the child or not. HaRamban Zalti writes, the Rabbanon Sviruluhu She'eno Bidin Shehakatan Af Alpi Shehigia Lechinuch Yotzim Hagidolim Yedecho Vasan Mishum Delav Mitzvah Didehu. The child is not at all obligated. The case which the Ramban is addressing is the following case: benching. You, me, adult, ate only a kezias. Not satiated. We ate a kezias. According to most, the chiyuv of benching mida oraisa is only visavata. Only when you're satiated. Mida rabbanan, if you eat kedei sviya. So the Gemara has the following case. What? That's what? Madran Kizayis, exactly. So we had this on Daflam Ches already. What happens if you eat a shear which you chayev only midrabanan, and your kid eats a shear which is chayev midoraisa? He eats kedei sviya. So what does the Ramban say? Can he be motzi with berchas hamazon? No. Why not? Even though the levels of obligation are equal, you're both only chayiv midrabbanan. Nonetheless, says the Ramban, you can't. Why? Because the kid's not chayiv at all. The kid is not chayiv. Because the mitzvah of chinuch is upon pop. not upon the child. Therefore, vis-a-vis being motzi somebody else, says the Ramban, he's a no michuyav bedavar. That's the reason why he cannot read the Megillah. That's why he cannot bench, even if he ate kedei sviya and the father ate only kezias, he still cannot be motzi anybody because of the fact that he is not mechuyav bidavar kolikar. So says the Ramban. Right. And he's got a different excuse for Rabbi Yehuda. He has a different excuse for Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda allow a child to read the Megillah? Because we were all in the same danger. Kulan hayu ba'oso hanes. So therefore, like, everybody's chayiv on the same level. The danger level to the Jew who is an adult was the same danger level to a Jew who is a minor. So the chayiv of Megillah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not an independent level of chayiv. It's reads as follows. Whoever was in danger at the time of Haman is chayiv to read the Megillah. So the kid's just as much chayiv as the father is. That's the exception to the rule. That's the Ramban's excuse for Rabbi Yehuda, because he doesn't want to budge Rabbi Yehuda from his position that the kid's never chayiv. If the kid's never chayiv, how did Rabbi Yehuda say he can read the Megillah for everybody? So he comes up with his own answer. Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Every historically based mitzvah is
I know. That's what you can argue and say the same thing with that's correct.
Everything.
That's correct. So take a look at a little sample of Rambam's as to how he formulates the mitzvah. Take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar. On the top of the page. Nashim va'avadim uktanim. This is Hilchos Sukkah. Nashim va'avadim uktanim p'tur min ha-sukkah. Everybody is p'tur min sukkah. Then he writes in the second line. Katan she'enot sarich le'imo, shehu ben chamesh ke ben sheish, that if a child is old enough, he doesn't have to sit on mommy's lap every 2 seconds. He can sit alone because the assumption is mommy is not where? In the sukkah, right? Sephardic women never eat in the sukkah. They're putter from the mitzvah. They don't eat much in the sukkah. So then, this kid who doesn't have to sit on mommy's lap all the time, chayv b'sukkah midivrei soifrim, kidei lechancho b'mitzvos. Chancho b'mitzvos. Then, the Rambam in Hilchos concerning Berchas HaMazon, the next one. Nashim v'avadim chayavim b'berchas HaMazon. Then, last line, next to the last one, at the end. Aval haktanim chayavim b'berchas HaMazon midivrei soifrim, who would you say the Rambam believes the chiyuv is upon?
On the
katan. That's correct.
The use of the term lechan chon means it's someone who is obligated to be
himself.
Right, lechan chon. Here he wrote lechan chon, and the other one he wrote lechan chol, which is somewhat.
So he should himself should be.
Right, he should be a spell gift.
He's talking singular. In the first case, he says. He's singing here, talking plural. It says, "I will hak tanim." So it's
right. He's talking tanim, right?
Yeah, chayiv besukkah midivrei from kedei lechan chol.
Right, but it says chayiv besukkah. It doesn't say. It looks like the child himself is the one who's obligated.
You know, if that would have said chayiv abed, you know, something.
Right. Take a look at the next at halacha yutes, where he talks about lulav. Kol shechayiv b'shofar ubesukkah, chayiv benetilas lulav. Anybody who's obligated in shofar and sukkah is obligated in lulav. The chalapater mi shofar v'sukkah pater mi lulav. Katan hayildeya linaneya chayev belulav midivrei seifrim kedei lechancho b'mitzvos. Doesn't say anything about the father buying him one. It's generally seems to be the impression that the Rambam is of the opinion that the kid is chayav midirabanan. The kid is chayav midirabanan. Same thing in Kriya Shema, you can read a little differently. He writes, Nashim va'avadim uktanim pturin mikriya Shema. Men, women, and children are, slaves and children are exempt from Kriya Shema. Umilamdin es haktanim likrosa be'onasa. And you teach the child to read it in its proper time. Umivarchin lefaneha ulachrea kelechanchan b'mitzvos. in order that what? That he should be trained to do a mitzvah. Trained to do a mitzvah. There's some discussion as to why the Rambam had to say that he should also make the brachos of Kriya Shema. Well, why did the Rambam have to go through such a whole deal? Well, why did he have to say, you know, in the other place he doesn't say that he has to do the brachos. Why did he have to necessarily...
Beyond the Brisa recommends.
What? That's correct. That's correct. I don't have a good answer for that.
The time also has to do with time.
What? Ba'onasa. Again, it's the... Because it's right. It's right.
But here, it's more on the focus on the father.
That it does say melamdin es aktanim likrosa, but he writes kedei lechanchan b'mitzvos. It's not as sharp as the other ones. The other ones are pretty clear that the chiyuv seems to be on the kid. You know, I know, because, you know, if you're worried about a text, you have to teach him the text of Berchas HaMazon also. He could have said, "Umelamdin osa levarech," that the father should teach him how to bench.
Is it possible to look around the other way and say, look, if you didn't say the kid is chayav, then the father's not going to bother teaching him? In other words, he's saying the kid is chayav in order to produce the obligation for the father that he's got to do it. But really, the chiyuv is on the father.
In all of these cases?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get a sense that that's what's running through Rambam's mind. I don't think so. Okay, we'll stop here, and then we'll continue next Devach. Oh, well, next week also, it has to be another night. Can it be Tuesday night next week? Oh, it's Shavuos. That's a good question. What? Shavuos night?
Like
it's 3:00. No, that's not for me. I don't know. You can listen. I can't give a share at 3:00 in the morning. You can. I don't know if you can listen, but I can't give a share at 3:00. What do you want to? What?
Sunday the parade.
Sunday, but even in early in the morning. Let's say at the.
Yes.
Turn starts at 12:00.
Monday morning at 11:00.
What? 11?
About 9?
I don't. You want to do 8:30 after the 8 o'clock minion Sunday morning? Because I have graduations on Monday night. How about Sunday morning 8:30? We'll be finished by 9:30. Plenty of time to get to parade. Okay? Next Sunday 8:30. That's the one. What?
Finish the parrot before the summer.
The parrot? Yeah. Before the yes. It's only another. Yeah. Not no guarantees, but.